Hey, this is DJ Kirkbride. I'm the co-writer of The Once and Future Queen, and you are listening to Tin Pod Radio.
Welcome to episode 21 of Talking with Mar.
Jesus, is it really?
Yeah, it's number 21.
Yay.
You're legal now in all 50 states.
Wow, that got really creepy.
I meant to drink, Mar.
Good job, Brian. You're weird.
So to start this off, you got some books you would like to recommend that you're currently reading or just finished?
Well, there are books in my pile to read. But no, this one's gotten a lot of really good buzz, and it looks really good. The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. It looks really, really good. And then I'm super excited about, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce his name right, but this author wrote Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe, and it's a really, really good book about two boys in the 80s and romance and such. And the audio,
I remember you talking about that.
The audiobook is narrated by Lin-Manuel Miranda
too. Oh, is it?
It
oh,
is.
That's cool.
It really is. So it's really good. And he has a new book out called The Inexplicable Logic of My Life. And I'm super excited about that. His name is Benjamin Elier Sands. I'm sorry if I don't say that right. I should look up how to say it.
So
that's not
you?
Cool when you don't know how to say people's names.
Have you started those or they're on your to read?
I just got them, so.
Well, that's better than me. I got like a stack of books that I own that's literally about as tall as Mar is, and that's not a height joke. It's really tall. But and then I got other stuff to read, so I'm really far behind reading. I did recently listen, like at work I listen to podcasts for the most part, but I listened to the release of series 2 of the audio drama Ray Gun and Starburst. You should check it out online. I think it's available for free. It's free download on iTunes and Stitcher and probably just about every other thing. It's really good. Think about like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Red Dwarfish in a way. It's really good audio drama, funny. They do these, like, commercials in it that are really funny as part of the story. But check it out, Season 1 and Season 2. Season 2 just released, like, 2 weeks ago. I did, like, the, not Kickstarter, but Kickstarter type thing for Season 2. So I got it early and listened to it. It's really good. Check that out. So today's topic for Talking with Mar is libraries and social media. So, I thought this would be something interesting for us to talk about, but,
Why did you think it'd be interesting?
I don't know, because you find it interesting.
I find it fun.
So, what do you think is the place with libraries using social media? Or, how do you think they should use it? Or is it most effectively used?
Excuse me.
That's like 8 questions I had that none of them made sense.
I think it depends on like how you want to use it and who you want to reach and like what kind of content you want to put out. Because like I've actually finally been able to start using our social media accounts because we've gone through some things with our policies and procedures about them that it was not really okay to be using them. Because since we're a government organization, we have to comply with public records keeping laws and stuff. So, like, we had some issues with making sure that if somebody were to want to see transcripts of what we do in our social media, that we could. But all that red tape's, like, resolved, you know, like, we're on the up and up and we can use our social media now. And, like, the three that I use majorly are Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And Facebook, I find that I get more local people that actually are interested in the things that we're doing. I don't have as much interaction on it, but recently more people have started to like the posts and things and, like, share them with other people. But they're all, like, local folks. On Instagram, though, I get way more traffic on the things that I'm doing, but barely any of the people are local. They're all, like, from all over the place because it's more of a topic-driven thing. So, like, when I post about The Walking Dead, people that like The Walking Dead like what I do. But they aren't necessarily from Brevard County, Florida. So it's not like I'm going to get them into my library to do something. Twitter, I'm not a huge fan of Twitter for personal reasons. I feel like it's nothing but a giant garbage fire. but I see the value in reaching other people on it, so I do use it. But things have to be, like, short and sweet on there. There's not really room to do stuff. So really, I just, like, repost stuff. And to get more traffic on your stuff, you have to go and, like, repost on other people's things and, like, you know.
But in a lot of ways,
I don't have success on Twitter.
This is, like, y'all just beginning because of policy changes, right?
Like, really, like, now other people have been doing it for a while. And they already have, like, a following. Not only was I facing red tape problems, I faced previous administration that didn't see the value in social media. I have new administration that does, so that's good. Like, they support that more. They just didn't see the value in it before for some reason. They just didn't think that it was, like, a way to market. But, I mean, that's how people find information now, is through social media. They don't go to read the news. They read news as it pops up on their Facebook accounts. And, you know, we've seen how that affects the world.
So, like, and
certain
also
orange
at AOA,
buffoons get elected.
Like with AOA, you can see, like, libraries are huge social media usage and stuff just by going, like, to one of their conventions.
Yeah, if you go to one of their conventions, you can see, like, all the librarians have their own accounts, all the libraries have their own accounts. People are very connected. And it's a fun way, too, to see what other libraries are doing. Like, I've gotten a lot of ideas from other libraries that I see on Instagram. I wish that on Instagram I was connecting more with people around here, but I'm not really.
Well, that's also you're starting out. Like,
yeah, I still am. I only have about 300 followers on our Instagram account, which is more than I have on Facebook or Twitter combined.
Well, it's like a friend of mine. We've talked about it before. Like, you might have 1,000 people following you. There's probably 50 that are actually following you, and there's probably 5 that might actually do stuff out of 1,000. So you're going to have to build up a huge audience before you start actually seeing it.
Although, I have had people say, like, they've seen stuff online now, like, when they've come into the library.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Like,
yeah.
That's positive. I think they see it on our website, too, which, like, I am actually able to put things on our website. I'm one of the few people that went through the training to do it. But we're not allowed to do much because it has to, like, conform with the way the rest of the county website looks.
But don't you
so, like,
find,
we have rules that we have to follow
but
for
even,
how we
like,
do it.
Today, like, I have my main website, but that website really doesn't drive traffic. It basically shows, it branches off into all the social media, and that's where your traffic is being
social
driven.
Media is definitely where people see more of the stuff.
Like, my blog, I don't really do blog entries anymore. My blog basically gets me when I post stuff on other stuff, and I post it there. It's basically just a placeholder for everything else.
And it also, like, it depends on the type of content you want to do. Like, I feel like I've had more success on Instagram because I'm able to do things like book displays and stuff on it. And there's, like, a whole world of, like, book Instagrams. So, like, that visual aspect is more appealing. And it's also, like, forced me to, like, come up with better flyers and graphics for things, too. So, like, I found a better way to do it. So, like, the flyers I put out in the library look better now, too.
And you probably get better at displays because you do, like, setups for photos and stuff. So, you get better
at displays.
I've
gotten really elaborate with my book displays. Like, I've even brought books home. And then we did displays here where we took photos and stuff, like, with the Funkos that we have and the WWE figures that we have and, like, all kinds of... So it's gotten, like, kind of out of hand, actually.
I don't think it's out of hand.
I think it's out of hand, but it's fun. Like, I enjoy doing it because it's something different.
Really?
Really. What else do you want me to say? I like taking photos for Instagram. Yay.
Yay, you're like everybody else.
Yep.
So, like, do you think that the main goal of using social media for libraries is to bring in foot traffic?
I mean, I think ideally you do want to generate more people coming in. But I think, you have to figure out, well, what do I want to do with each type of these things? Like, do I want to get more people to talk to us? Do I want to just raise more awareness of books and, like, stuff that's out there? Or do I want more people coming through the door? I don't know how you would, like, measure that. Like, oh, yeah, I saw this on Instagram and I came into the library. I guess it would be anecdotal that you could see that. I don't really know how you would measure it. But I know, like, I've heard people say that they've seen stuff online, so I take that as a positive. I think you also have to be realistic, too, with the fact that I don't think necessarily that you should shoot for, like, I'm going to bring all these new users into the library that have never stepped foot in a library. You know, it's like, it ain't going to happen. They've gone how many years in their life without stepping in a library? You're not going to get them to come in. So that's why, like, you have to take stuff out to the public, you know? But you have to be smart with your outreach marketing. Like, what do you want to spend time on? Do you want to spend time on people that have used a library before and you could get them to come back? Or do you want to waste time, like, trying to convince people that don't see the value in a library into coming into a library? Because I think you're going to end up, like, wasting your time. It's, you know, it's about setting, like, smart, achievable goals, too. Like, you don't... You know, you don't come from, like, a mid-tier library and say, like, I'm going to take on the highest circulating library in my, you know, library system. Like, no. There's a reason why you're, like, in our library system, there's one library because of the huge population growth in that area geographically. Like, they're consistently the highest in circulation. My library does not have that population boom because it's a steady population. Like, people leave and then more people move in. Like, there's no growth. Like, it's steady. So, like, of course, I'm never going to have the same numbers as them. So you have to, look for an attainable goal. Like, oh, I could maybe, like, increase attendance at programs or something. Or, you know, we could try to, like, get newer books in the library. So, you know, like, some sort of smart goal. Don't say, like, I'm going to bring 100 people into the library that have never used the library. And I'm going to get them to get library cards. And
so you was talking about...
Be smart. Be smart with your goals.
Libraries being... used as a almost rah-rah cheer for libraries in general as a thing. Do you think that's the main thing it's the social media aspect that it's being used for? Because, like, Instagram, I've found, it's not like even if you like something, it doesn't do like Facebook where it reshows it to people.
Yeah, you don't see,
like, have to go in and look at somebody's likes to see their likes. So it's mainly a promotion to the people it's already following you.
Yeah, it's kind of more like building deeper relationships with people that already have, like, an interest in the library. Like, you might get the odd person that, like, oh, like, hey, I like The Walking Dead or something, you know. But, you're going to cultivate, like, common interest people a lot more than, like, somebody that absolutely hates books, you know, or doesn't read or doesn't use the library at all.
So what do you think, libraries in general, not necessarily your libraries, because every library is different.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, my library is small. Yeah. Like, guys, mine is small.
But, like, everybody's library is different with budgets and everything else and community. Do you think social media... with libraries, has a good place being used as being interactive?
I think so. Like, for one instance, like, if you look at our websites, we don't get to do much with our websites. Like, we have no control over it. But we have absolute control over our social media accounts. So, like, there's a more personalized, you know, you can actually show personality in it. People can actually respond to stuff on it. You can't respond to anything through our website. And then also, like, you're able to show off the personality of your library, too. Because, like, in our library system, we have 17 libraries, and each one is different in its own respect and with who it serves. Like, mine is a small beach town, like, neighborhoods and young families and stuff like that. And then there's another one in this county where they service like a retired community, and it's all older people. And you have one that's at the north end of the county that deals with like all the people that are related to the space program and stuff. So everybody's kind of different, and you can show off like the personal touch sort of. And you can kind of talk more to people about what they're actually interested in too. Because somebody's not going to comment on a post that they're not interested in. Unless they're trying to get ad backs, but.
So on your social media, when it comes to interaction, have you found that you have people who, let's say your Facebook, who comment on every post? Or because you're doing diverse topics, like you might do, say, wrestling thing one week, and you might do romance, let's say, more romance teen books the next week. Do you find people comment on all those things, or just the different ones?
I don't have, like, enough to sample that to, like, say yeah. for sure. But, I mean, a lot of the people I'm getting is, like, I get kind of, like, generic comments that you can tell are kind of, like, people fishing for ad backs. Especially on Instagram.
Cause like, well, that's basically all Instagram yeah. seems to be. You don't
but,
get that on Facebook, really, though, do you?
No, I don't. I don't have a ton of people that are outside of, like, my library service area. You know, it's not like people searching a hashtag and finding something. I've only had success with the hashtags on Instagram, really. Except, I did have a Walking Dead bot repost my thing today on Twitter, but...
As I say, if it isn't for bots, nobody would talk to me.
I know, right? My, like, 18 followers on Twitter. I have a few people that, like, I know personally, and they know that I'm the one that does the Instagram account, so they respond to me. And a couple of the library systems, like, neighboring us, I interact more with them. Like, I interact more with the Orlando Library now than, like, anyone else. Like, I don't talk to a ton of other people, but I've been talking to them a little bit more lately.
So in the beginning, do you find the social media, because y'all are basically just starting now with it, because we're starting over with it in a way, do you find that the social part of it, the interaction part of it right now, is more between libraries than libraries and patrons?
My experience right now is I talk to more libraries than I do patrons. But on Instagram, like on Facebook though, like the people that follow, I don't have a huge following on there yet, but the people that follow are people in my service area, and I've seen them sharing things that I post to other people. But on Instagram, it's definitely like I have more libraries that like my photos than regular people. Right now, I've only identified like maybe like a dozen people from my library that actually follow our Instagram account. It's like 200 other libraries that follow it right now.
Well,
and like local businesses and stuff. That I
look
I added.
At Instagram kind of like Pinterest. Like, you're not really gonna pull in random people to see your subject. You're gonna pull in people who are either specifically looking for your thing mm-hmm. or like-minded, maybe people.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna pull in like a stranger who just randomly sees yeah. it. Really is. But.
Unless it gets to trending.
Yeah.
But
Instagram really, except for their front page, do they even have a trending thing?
I don't really think so. But yeah, that was what I was talking to somebody else about, and I really feel like on Instagram it's more people that like a topic. Because, I mean, essentially, like, in library speak, what a hashtag is, it's a controlled vocabulary. It's basically, like, what we use when we search for books in the computer. You have an agreed-upon set of search terms, and on Instagram, they're hashtags. So, like, you know that if you type in, like, hashtag WrestleMania33, like, that's what everyone else is using, too. So you're going to see other people talking about the same thing. So that's how, like, you get people are going to be like, oh, I'm looking at this particular word here, and then, oh, yeah, this library posted a thing about WrestleMania and books and stuff, and I might like it. So it's really more, like, topic and interest-based than it is necessarily bound by geographic. My Facebook, though, I don't think anybody uses hashtags on Facebook, like, for real. I don't think anyone searches by hashtags.
I'll tell you the truth.
I do not find hashtags effective
I've
on Facebook.
I've never searched by a hashtag on Tumblr, Instagram,
I don't use Tumblr.
Twitter, anywhere. I've never, like, said, like, oh, I'm going to search for Doctor Who on something. I've never did that. I've put it
in
Google.
I did on Instagram, though.
I put it in the Google machine, as they say.
In but, the Google.
But I've never, like, did that because, like, that's how I get a lot of people following me. And, by the way, most of the people I've followed, like, I've had people, the one time it is social for me in, like, Instagram is, like, somebody might like something and I'll look at their profile and... And then I'll be like, oh, they're cool. Like, yeah. It happens a lot with cosplayers. And then I'll be like, oh, they're cool. I'm going to follow them. But as far as social media, with me personally and my work, I really haven't seen, because you know you can see when somebody comes to your site from Instagram or Facebook or whatever. I really don't see it coming from Instagram. I really see it coming more from Facebook
Instagram
and Twitter.
Instagram has the problem, though, and it's a unique problem to Instagram, is that you cannot put a link in an Instagram post and people cannot click on the link and go out.
Except for...
In your profile.
In your profile, you can put one link.
You can put
there.
One link. That's... So... But if somebody... Like, I'm sorry, I'm lazy when I'm on my personal social media. If I can't, like, do it right on that page, I'm not going to follow through on it. Like, if I got to go to another page and then click the link, like, I think, like, there's an actual rule of thumb with that, too, is that, like, if somebody has to go through three at the most, I remember this in, like, one of the design classes I took, it's like, if you have to click through three times to get to something, like, it's too much effort for people.
That rule's been around since,
like,
I was in high school.
Like, for dinosaur time.
It, like, literally, yeah. they have a name for it. It's, like, some kind of law, you know, like, when people say something.
And it's also, too, where,
but
like, if you have to scroll too far down the page,
find,
like, yeah.
It's like, if you find something on a website, it should never take you more than three clicks, yeah. Or people are just going to be like, fuck
it. And it's true. It's totally true. Like, I don't have the attention span for it, like, on mine. If I have to do too much digging to find something, unless I'm creeping on somebody, then I'm, like, fucking Nancy Drew, you know, and I take it to the end of the earth, but... but like if I'm just like curious about something and it takes me too, or if I get too many redirects or whatever, like I'm done. I close the browser. I'm done. So that's kind of the problem on Instagram, is that you can't follow links out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing I think it's interesting with libraries, and I think it's not only unique. Well, libraries tend to have, some libraries tend to have as many social media accounts as they can, but as everybody knows, like, unless you got a team of people working on it, you really can't handle
those. It takes way too
much
time.
Do you find that you focused on a few?
I've really been hitting Instagram hard because I've seen, I guess I've seen more result from it, is that, like, more people are liking that page than anything else. And it gives me more of an opportunity, like, because I feel like the photos work way better. And, of course, you can do photos on Twitter and Facebook, but... There's just something about Instagram where the photos are, like, more fun, I guess, or...
Yeah, I get
that. People
just
seem to have more fun on Instagram than they do on the other accounts. And I've been hitting that one harder. I don't like Twitter. Like, I have personal problems with Twitter. Because I was harassed by people on Twitter, and Twitter did absolutely nothing to help me, so, like, I got beef with Twitter. I don't like it. Fuck you, Twitter.
I've been harassed on everything, and everybody I know has been harassed, like... So many of my friends have been harassed on Facebook or been harassed on
Tumblr.
Though,
it's different when you get harassed online.
No, I'm talking about female friends.
I know, than when a woman does. Because, like, it goes from, like, oh, you're a dumbass or whatever, like, you're an idiot, to, like, suddenly, like, oh, it's a woman? I hope you get raped into the ground and stuff.
But
like.
I'm talking about female friends that have been harassed on Facebook, and Facebook does not do anything about it. And Tumblr doesn't do anything about it. None of them do, really. Yeah.
Like, I personally got beef with Twitter, though. Like, I don't like Twitter at all.
I know you've told me before, like...
It's nothing but a garbage fire.
Y'all are only allowed to use certain social media accounts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But most of the ones, like, I recently tried to expand my reach with my stuff at the end of summer. I find, Google Plus or whatever the fuck.
Somebody uses Google Plus.
That's the most confusing thing I've ever did in my life.
It is.
I can't understand it. I can't understand it.
I don't really like Google Plus.
Like, I tried
myself.
To use it. I tried to go back and use it, and I was like, what am I looking at here?
They've also changed the way your page looks in there within the last few months, and, like, I'm sorry, Google Plus, like...
I couldn't figure it out, because I was just going to set up a basic one, and, you know, like, basically, like, I use my Tumblr. Like, I hardly ever go on my Tumblr. I post from Instagram onto my Tumblr.
Yeah.
But I was going to do it with Google Plus, but I couldn't even get... I can't even get it to work. Well, I got a Blogger account, so I could do it from Blogger.
The thing that pisses me off about Google Plus, too, is that Google tried to make you, like, have to have one.
Everybody does if you have a Gmail.
Yeah. But, like... You don't have, like, an activated one. Like, you have, like, one that's behind the scenes. They want you to have one that you actually use. So they were trying to say, like, oh, well, if you want a YouTube account, you have to activate that. If you want to leave reviews in the Google Play Store, you have to activate it. If they even tried to do it with the games. They were like, oh, you have to link your Google Plus. And then late last year, they said no. Like, basically, they were kind of, like, acknowledging.
It's because when they tried to thing on the comments on YouTube, people just threw a fucking fit about
it. So they were, like, acknowledging that nobody likes Google Plus. But, I don't know, as far as I can still tell, I can't leave comments in the Google Play Store because I don't have a Google Plus account. Like, I tried, like, recently, and I still couldn't, and I'm like, alright, well, I'm not activating my Google Plus account, so.
I hardly ever leave comments anywhere anyways, unless it's people I know, and I'm leaving it on their side or something like that. I don't really leave comments anywhere, but,
I don't know, I don't really like Google Plus. It has a few qualities that I find interesting, like, you can create these kind of, like, curated galleries of things.
I couldn't figure out how to do anything.
But they've changed the way you do it, and it's just, like, it's unnecessarily confusing. And honestly, like, way back when Facebook was literally just a wall, I found it much more appealing than when they started adding the algorithm to show, like, what they think you should see and all this shit. Like, when it was just a straight feed of stuff, I liked it better. But...
I just so like Google Plus. I was looking at it, and I just couldn't figure out. Like, I was literally looking at this thing and saying, "How can I do anything?" And like, I was looking, I couldn't find anything that showed me how
it's
to
really
do anything.
With I don't. It. I don't see value in it anymore. Like, I've been using it for a different project. I don't personally find it successful anymore. I think Instagram is the way to go. You get more interaction on Instagram. People are going to expect a Facebook and a Twitter, though, because those are, like, the biggest ones. I had wanted to do a Tumblr for the teen group for a really long time, but Tumblr is a prohibited website in our library system. Like, it's blocked on our computers and Wi-Fi.
Is that true of most libraries, or...?
I have no idea. It's just, I can only speak for ours. There was an argument about it, and I may or may not have been at the center of the argument, as I apparently end up being a lot. But I was told no, like, no Tumblr.
That probably goes back to the big thing a couple years ago with Tumblr and porn and stuff.
Yeah,
like
you couldn't really, like, filter it out, I guess, or whatever.
Tumblr was really bad there for a while. It was getting like Reddit, where they were like,
Reddit is available on our library computer.
Yeah. Reddit, the place where there's actually... areas where you can learn to teach you how to kill yourself if you're depressed or...
But not Tumblr.
Rape groups and all this other shit. Like, yeah. But Tumblr was getting that way.
Yeah.
There for a while. And they kind of turned it back a little bit
with
it.
Well, yeah,
because
all it is like 15-year-olds now.
Yeah. But, so to wrap this up, like,
I didn't really have a point.
What, the whole thing?
I just have an Instagram now. Yay.
So to wrap this up, do you think these are going to fit into any programs? Not just advertising them, but maybe usage into a program?
I have been looking at, like, photo challenge programs. And I've done them before, but the teens had to, like, email me the photos before.
They all don't have phones?
Well, it was a few years ago when we did this, so, like, more of them actually have phones. It was the same thing, like, we did a QR code scavenger hunt one time, and only two of them had cell phones where they could actually scan a QR code. So
QR
we had to,
codes.
Yeah. but now more of them have smartphones. So I think we could do more things. I just gotta see what we can do. Probably definitely try and make sure that if they come to programs that they take photos and they tag us in them too, because like if I'm in the middle of story time, I can't take photos of story time. So like if the parents, which the parents of course take photos during story time, you know, they could tag us and then we can show people.
Okay, for the last thing, do you want to talk about this last book you got here?
I don't know, do I? I thought you wanted me to save it.
Yeah, go ahead.
For further content.
Go ahead, you can talk about it.
Brian, I question your content management strategies.
I question my everything.
See, I got like super serious about like wanting to do the social media accounts, right? Like I watched a shit ton of webinars about how to do it and like how to take better photos and like the best times of day to post on every one of the accounts and everything and like what hashtags to use every day. Like I got super serious about it.
You want to run my social media account?
No. This is way too much work for me and I only get like 30 likes on a photo.
It is like, that's another thing I don't think people get is like, even just to repost your links after you finish something can take time.
It
like,
does. It
I know there's aggregators where you can throw all your thing into one, but I really don't like that because what if I don't want them all going out?
A post doesn't translate well from one to the other. Like, apparently, according to Twitter's like official guidelines like for how to use your account, they suggest no more than 2 hashtags per tweet. But on Instagram, if you go on there, like,
well, you can't, like, with the short character thing, you really can't do any.
On Instagram, though, you need at least 12 to get any sort of traffic on your photo.
12? I got a friend that does, like, 50 on hers.
Yeah. Like, the more hashtags you have, the more traffic you get, but, like, a good rule is, like, about 12, I guess, is what I was reading. So, like, it just, like, some of them don't translate. And I'm sorry, like, I get no traffic through hashtags on Facebook. Like, I
don't use hashtags on Facebook.
I don't know.
I barely use at things on Facebook. Well, my phone, for some reason, won't let me at people or whatever you call
it.
My
phone's
like,
weird about it, too.
Like, it won't let me do it if I do stuff over my phone and stuff like that.
Yeah. But anyway, you were asking me, I have another book in my to-read pile, but I might not end up reading this one because the audiobook's in overdrive. And I listen to her other books, so, like, I got a thing about, like, I can't jump back and forth with the same, like, I'll wait an entire year for the audiobook to come out, because, like, I listened to the last 11 of them, like, with the How to Train Your Dragon book. It took, like, a full year before the audiobook came out.
I had a book one time where I started reading it. I read, like, the first 4 chapters in an arc, read, like, the next 5 or 6, and when I got the regular book. And then I'll listen to the rest of the book.
You gotta watch out for arcs, though, because I'll tell you, they're different. Yeah. I had an arc of The Hunger Games, actually. Before it came out, I had an arc, and the Peacekeepers were called something different. They were, like, the Peacemakers or something, and it sounded, like, more menacing, honestly. And there were other things that were tweaked that were different from, the finished one. And there was another one that I read, too, where the ending was completely different. From the arc to the published version.
Yeah, sometimes
I feel like it was like the Wolves of Mercy Falls or something. Like the ending was like completely different.
But I've did that before and people were like, that's weird that you could jump from one to the other. But
yeah, I have trouble doing that.
I've did it back and forth though. I've like listened to a chapter, read a chapter, listen to it. I've gone back and forth between things.
I get really into listening to it and like I hear the book a lot of times in the author's voice too. So like, there's some of them, I just don't want to read them again. Like, the How to Train Your Dragon books, David Tennant narrates them. And, like, I didn't want to read them. Like, I just wanted to listen.
David Tennant. DuckTales. Woo!
Yeah, like, that's pretty awesome. But the book I have is called Strange the Dreamer by Lainey Taylor. And I liked her other books. She had the Daughter of Smoke and Bone trilogy. And we got to meet her at ALA New Orleans. Yeah, she was in the post office line with us.
Oh, yeah. I remember
she had,
that.
She like, pink hair.
We were all in line trying to mail
books back.
Boxes of books.
Yeah.
So
we got to meet her in the post office line.
That's cool.
But I might not end up reading this one because I have it on hold. Although, I got to work on tomorrow trying to get a hold of the Fantastic Beasts audiobook because Eddie Redmayne narrates it.
You know, listening is reading, too.
It is.
That should be an ALA slogan. Listening is reading, too.
Well, and if you do the Reading Without Walls challenge from Jean Luen Yang, who's the National Ambassador for Children's Literature.
And also author of Superman.
And comic. Avatar the Last Airbender. Mm-hmm. And tons of other comic books. One of the things that you should do is try to read a book in a different format than you normally read. So, like, poetry, comic books, audiobooks, picture books, read something different.
Braille.
Braille. You could try. I mean,
I'd have to learn Braille.
You'd have to learn Braille. And actually, I was reading something interesting. This is off point, but Braille literacy, like, the numbers are actually going down on that.
People learning it?
Yeah. Like, there are less and less people learning it now.
I wonder if it, I mean, it could be 800 different reasons, but
yeah.
I wonder if it's more teachers or is technology helping and they don't need it as much. I'm not sure,
but I was reading that, like, Braille literacy is going down.
So. Yeah, every bit of literacy is going down in this country.
True.
And on that happy note, tell everybody bye, Mar. You didn't even have to sing this episode, so say bye.
Yeah, but I can't end it with fuck you, John Cena, so. Oh, wait, I just did.